Hey guys, this is Pastor Jerry from Cross Point. This is Monday, the beginning of what we call Passion Week or Holy Week. And what I'm going to do for you every day is just do a devotional and talk about what Jesus did his last week here on earth. Of course, yesterday, we know, was Palm Sunday, and I did a message on that particular topic. And if you weren't able to watch it yesterday, you can go on our website or right here on our Facebook page, and you can watch that lesson on Palm Sunday. If you back up from Palm Sunday, though, you will find that in John chapter 12, verses 1 through 11, we have Jesus was anointed by Mary before Palm Sunday. And then Jesus went into Jerusalem, where tens of possibly even hundreds of thousands of people worshiped the Lord, crying out, "Hosanna, Hosanna." And there was a fever pitch in Jerusalem on that particular Sunday. And now we find ourselves coming to Monday, which is today. And so if you tune in every day, we'll just highlight a couple of things that Jesus did. Obviously, you can't do a whole lesson or a message on every single event. But I think it would be good during this Holy Week, Passion Week, and we call it Passion Week, because it was with such passion that Jesus Christ went to the cross and gave his life for a lost and dying world. So with that being said, if you'd like to grab your Bible, we will look at a couple of verses on this Monday, the first day here of Passion Week. First of all, we see some very fascinating things that happened on Monday, and I'll just take a quick look at my notes here. Following Jesus' arrival in Jerusalem, he spent Sunday night in Bethany, the village at the foot of the Mount of Olives. And we mentioned in Sunday's message how Bethany and Bethage and the Mount of Olives were kind of intertwined. And we see that in Matthew chapter number 21. And as Jesus returned on Monday to Jerusalem, he noticed that there was a fig tree that had produced leaves ahead of season. But since the fig tree bore leaves, Jesus expected to find figs, yet we find out that it was absolutely fruitless. And so some of you know the story that Jesus cursed the tree and it withered the very next day. And so this is how Monday begins for the Lord Jesus Christ. There's another major event that happened on Monday during Passion Week, and that is the temple cleansing, And I wanted us to look at that together. So if you have your Bible, look at Matthew chapter 21, because this is a major event, how Jesus turns the tide in dealing with the religious leaders, where he finally comes to the place where he turns over the tables and the money changers. And we can read it together in Matthew chapter 21, beginning in verse number 18. In verse number 18, here we have the fig tree that withers. And then in chapter 12, we find here Jesus at the temple. So let's begin in verse number 12 of chapter 21. And Jesus entered the temple area and drove out all who were buying and selling there. And he overturned the tables of the money changers and the benches of those selling doves. It is written, he said to them, my house will be called a house of prayer, but you are making it a den of robbers. The blind and the lame came to him at the temple, and he healed them. And of course, this was the same day where Jesus, we find in verses 18 through 22, cursed the fig tree. These were the two major events on Monday in what we call Passion Week. So Jesus Christ begins his week doing a major event of cleaning out, really, the deception, the taking advantage of people that were coming to buy animals to take to the temple to be sacrificed. And the money changers there would not give them the proper exchange for their money. They would not accept their animals, and so they would make them purchase different animals. They would not give them a good rate for their money. And Jesus turns over the tables, as we saw. He's not happy with them. We find that this was actually the second cleansing. Jesus did the same thing at the beginning of his ministry. And now we see Jesus Christ doing it at the very end of his ministry. So once again, we begin by Saturday, by Mary offering Jesus Christ this anointing. We see that in John chapter 12. We have the triumphal entry on Sunday that we talked about yesterday. And today we have these two major events, the cursing of the fig tree, and of course, the cleansing at the temple. Jesus, by doing that, pronounced somewhat what we call a symbolic judgment upon the irreverence for the Lord's house of prayer. Jesus Christ considered his church, even though it wasn't what we would call church, but his house of worship. He wanted to make sure that it was kept pure, that it was kept holy. And so even the church today needs to make sure that the house of God is one that when we conduct our services, we do it with the right respect, with the right reverency. Sometimes people say, well, Jerry, we need to make sure that we don't do certain things at church or in the foyer or in certain parts of the building. But you see, that's not what Jesus is teaching. We don't rip people off. We don't not accept their worship. We have to make sure we understand what Jesus is doing in context. Jesus was dealing with people that were directly taking advantage of the people of God. And it started at the top with the religious leaders. So I would encourage you today, if you could, it would be really, really helpful if you could read chapter 21 of Matthew, verses 12 through 21, and that will give you the two major areas that Jesus was involved in here on the very first day, even though we call Sunday the first day of the week, but as we would call our work week, the first day, Monday. And then, of course, tomorrow will be Tuesday, and we'll share more what Jesus did. Interesting enough, when we get to Wednesday, we'll find out that there was very little done on that particular day. That's why we call it Silent Wednesday. Thursday and Friday, of course, were very, very busy days. So I trust that these short devotionals on the last week of Jesus Christ will not only help educate you, but encourage you and lift you up, because we now are able to take time away and to concentrate on the last week of the Lord Jesus. I mentioned in the sermon on Sunday that about 25% of what was written about Jesus Christ was written in regard to his last week here on earth. That is amazing, isn't it, when you stop and think about it? Of the entire 33 years of Jesus Christ, 25 years, or 25% rather, is written in that very last week. I think there's something that God is trying to share with us. I believe there's something that God wants us to know. And so you can take your Bible every day, and when I mention these major events, you can turn to them, you can read them. We may not read all of them, because on certain days there were a lot that transpired, but you will have time on your own to read about them. So thanks for joining me on this Monday, April 6th, as we kind of walk down the Passion Week alongside the Lord Jesus Christ and share what happened on his very last week here on earth. Once again, just to remind you, if you need anything, if you need groceries picked up, medication picked up, anything that you have that might be a need, if you're not comfortable getting out, if you're medically compromised, or you just feel it's not in your best interest, please call Pastor Adam, or you can email him, adam@crosspointbangor.com, and we will do everything we can to serve you. We have a plethora of people that really want to help. And so we really have more helpers than we have needs right now. So continue to pray, continue to seek the Lord as we together walk this week during Passion Week, and remember what Jesus Christ has done for us on the cross. So God bless you today on this Holy Monday, as Jesus Christ cursed the fig tree and he cleansed the temple. Have a wonderful, wonderful Monday.